This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going to get some man coverage. They keep getting that one with zone, but they're going to keep using McLaurin across the football field.
Catch made by Robinson out of the backfield. He powers ahead. What a play by the rookie. And Washington jumps out in front. Brian Robinson.
Welcome back to You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on the BetQL Network.
Joe Davis with the call. Brian Robinson was great yesterday for the Commanders as they took down the Atlanta Falcons. As far as the Commanders and Giants go this weekend, as we continue our handicap of week 13, P squared, B squared, Giants teaser legs, as we discussed in the last segment. You're waiting for, three with the Giants, please.
I think we might get it. I think Chase Young's announced as, like, for sure playing. I think you might see a three pop and then get bought immediately, but might appear.
Giants plus three, if it appears, is like just like a no-brainer bet.
Yeah, it's a dream.
The Giants
best bet of the week, for sure.
It has to
be. Oh, okay.
Right? Giants plus three.
So you haven't favored in the game by like a point or something like that?
Correct. Yes.
Okay. I mean, you could be right. I mean, I hope you're right. I pray that you're right. It's such a classic game where you know why what's happening in the market is happening, and at the same time you're just like, great, like let it happen, and then I'll just bet the opposite. Like nothing wrong is happening here. Washington has won a lot of games. Washington may get a very impactful player back from injury. The Giants played horrifically 3 days ago, 4 days ago on Thanksgiving. All of that is true, but I think it just sets up a really valuable bet, honestly.
Agreed. So that's the Commanders and the Giants. Can we skip Eagles Titans for now and come back to it? That's next in rotation order. We'll come back to it.
Yeah, you got it.
I want to talk about these next two games in this segment.
Okay. You're very excited about these two. What did you tease in the break? You teased Denver, Baltimore, and Cleveland, Houston. Those are the two games that you teased, right?
I'll go first here. I like the favorite in both games straight up.
Okay.
And I like the favorite in both games teased down also. And I know that Cleveland isn't like teasing through 7-3. Also, I don't care. I think that both teams should be double-digit favorites, and they're not. And maybe I'm the moron here, and maybe like the Texans are going to keep it close, and Deshaun Watson's rusty for the Browns. So want to give you the opportunity here, talk about both these games, whichever one you want first.
Sure.
We can go to the other one. Baltimore is an 8-point favorite at home against the Broncos. The total here is 38.5. The Broncos offense, impotent yet again, this time against the Carolina Panthers, now going to Baltimore. Not that the Ravens defense is great, but I mean, this team is dead team walking, the Denver Broncos. Speaking of dead team walking, here's Lovie Smith and the Houston Texans welcoming in their old quarterback, Deshaun Watson, and the Cleveland Browns. Browns a 7-point road favorite at Houston, total 46.5. So, Ken, let's group these two games together. Your thoughts on them. P squared, B squared, Ravens hosting the Broncos, Texans hosting the Browns.
Sure, just wanted to bring up a couple things. I'll do the Denver-Baltimore game very quickly. My number in the game is Baltimore by 9. So I am pretty close to the market. I think the openers actually were 9 also. And it's just worth noting that not every 9 is the same. So in a very low total game, the win probability on 9 is going to be higher. So like the implication here is like Baltimore's way better. Like way better. Even though I know it's just 8, like 8 with a total of 38.5 is like you win. Like you just win a lot of the time. So that just wanted to kind of get that out there too. My number's pretty close to this. I agree with your thought on teasing Baltimore. It's worth noting that, you know, Denver and Carolina played last week, obviously. But Carolina was a team that came in, not dead team walking. They played really well for Steve Wilks, given that they have very few talented players. And, you know, just mucked up the game against Baltimore. Close game down the stretch. There was actually a chance Carolina wins that game. So Baltimore's had a little trouble putting away some of the bad teams. That used to be a hallmark of the Harbaugh teams. Big favorite against a bad team. They'd win 100-0, run the ball really well. And obviously that's probably what's missing this year, is that like crazy dominant running game with a lot of different running backs and with Lamar Jackson. So maybe because that's missing, this isn't the type of game that they're going to be as successful in. I will never argue for Denver though in this. I don't know how you could at this number, at least. Higher numbers, maybe that's the conversation. I agree with your thought on teasing Baltimore. I don't think I have a lot to offer there other than I like Baltimore as a teaser leg. The other game is so interesting because it's what is the difference between Deshaun Watson and Jacoby Brissett? Does it matter in this game? Like, let's not forget, I mean, anybody who watched 5 seconds of Derrick Henry running on the Houston Texans has to think about this game and go, Nick Chubb for 250? I mean, just like, what is this game going to be? How competitive is Houston going to be on the ground in this game? Teams have had a ton of success running the ball against the Texans, and here comes Cleveland. Wait, who cares who's playing quarterback sometimes? It feels like an advantageous matchup anyway. And so my number, I mean, I'll say my number in the game. It's kind of like who cares, because how can you make a number on Deshaun Watson? I used kind of what I thought the rating was when he first signed there before the suspension happened. We had some preseason markets, a little bit of that, like that type of caliber team. And my number is 7.5. So I do show a small number edge versus the market. I also agree with Cleveland. I like both of these as teaser legs. I totally agree with you. I might lay Cleveland at the, I might bet the 7 and just not even think twice about it. I was curious about what direction this was going to go in. Like, so it opens 6.5. The first moves up, obviously. But then like, as we get into the middle of the week and it kind of settles a little bit, what happens? There's a couple 7.5s on the board right now. Maybe we lose this in the middle of the week if we don't bet it. I might bet Cleveland -7 before the end of the night tonight. I think if anything, I might be lowballing Cleveland's advantage in the game. So agree with both his teaser legs. And I'll give you a bonus thought. I'll give you one more market before we move on here. And I'm talking a lot with these two games, but one market
Sean
I'll be really
Watson
interested in.
Player of the year. I was told he could win.
one market that I will be curious to see when it reopens. I don't think it's open anywhere right now because there's a game tonight. And sometimes, like some of these markets, they wait until after Monday to open the market again. There's usually a market for most sacks at the end of the regular season. And based on remaining opponents, I'll be really curious what Myles Garrett's price is to lead the NFL in sacks. Now, we obviously forgot about him a little bit because he missed time with his car accident earlier this season, obviously. But in less games than some of the other contenders, he's 3 sacks behind Matthew Judon of the Patriots. He has 10. Judon has 13. Now, the most important note here, well, there's 2 important notes. 1, Parsons has 12, and he's a monster. But Garrett's really, I think Parsons is the most likely to lead in sacks, but Garrett's 2 behind him. Matt Judon has like the worst remaining schedule in terms of quality of offensive lines. And I know this, I've been handicapping this market for a few weeks and betting into it. And it's been fade Judon has been the plan the entire time because of these remaining opponents and the fact that it's very unlikely he will accumulate sacks against them. Maybe Parsons just steamrolls, which is possible. It's also possible that he does not play the final game because they will have nothing to play for because Philly will have clinched the 1 and they will have clinched the 5 and they could take a week off. So you might have 1 less game for him to get the most sacks. Garrett's 2 behind Parsons and 3 behind Judon. Has Houston this week. Houston couldn't have a more advantageous matchup. They're then at Cincinnati next week. And they have Pittsburgh remaining on the schedule. They have Washington remaining on the schedule. Got some interesting matchups for Myles Garrett, who from a productivity standpoint, because he missed time, has basically led the league in sacks. He's just done it in fewer games from like a sacks per game standpoint. So these markets are open in a couple places and Garrett is 12. Just something that's worth price shopping as every place starts to reopen this market that offers it during the season. An additional thought there, in addition to some of the stuff we were talking about with the game.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
You better hear with Nick and Ken. Magnificent Football Monday, handicapping week 13 in the National Football League. I think both these teams should be double-digit favorites. So I like both favorites here with Baltimore and the Cleveland.
Who do you like more?
I'm going to lay 7. I like both a lot. Am I wrong on Baltimore?
I don't know. I like them as a teaser leg. I think that number is just... They're going to win a lot. I think that number is fine. I like Cleveland a lot.
I like both.
And you could argue it's square. Also, like... I know Whale came on and he's like, you know, Deshaun didn't play great. He's also awesome. He's also really good. Sorry.
Like, he's just, 50 you know. Times better than Jacoby Brissett was good. Deshaun Watson's 50 times better than Jacoby Brissett. It's not close.
And maybe that doesn't come across week one, which is Whale's point. So it's not that even that I'm arguing with him. His point was just, hey, in week one, maybe that does, or game one, maybe that doesn't come through as much as it will for an entire season. It's a big upgrade, man. And they might not even need it in this game, honestly. It's just that's the number that looks short to me versus Baltimore.
Like, but I mean, those teasers. Giants with Baltimore with Cleveland. I mean.
Yeah, round robin them. Let's just get it. Give me all the cross matching. Give me all that stuff. Yeah, the two-team six-pointer has gotten some rest recently. We had to use the two-team seven last week. Shout out to Buffalo and San Francisco for cashing that one. And, hey, you use whatever fits, whatever works. You price shop it, you get the best price on it, and then you put it in. The two-team six is going to make a roaring comeback this week. It's going to make... Maybe it won't because the numbers are all moved. I'll tell you this, in these commercial breaks of tonight, it's making a roaring comeback in my accounts. That's where it's making a comeback.
I'll tell you what. What about Buffalo as, like, an unconventional... To win...
See that, but that's what I mean, though. Let me pitch you, because what tool fits the problem the best? What about Buffalo Cleveland two team money line parlay?
Yeah, I love it.
Why do we need the six? Buffalo. I don't want that. You get wasting half points and full points here. Like, I mean, Buffalo to win, Cleveland to win. Like, great. I can get, you know, the two team six pointer is an awkward fit with those two games, I think. So maybe that's the way you group a couple things together.
Wow, I feel like we're gonna end up with like a lot of like fun bets for this week. I don't even want to say it.
Okay, can I ask you about Cleveland real quick?
Yeah.
No. Any chance they make it?
I answered already before you asked, because I knew that was gonna be the question.
Got to win all six. Have no choice. For people who don't know what the six are, can I read the six real quick?
Sure.
Be honest with yourself and just like, what is the chance they win all six? It's not the easiest schedule you've ever heard. Right.
I hate Tampa so much. Like, I hate the Buccaneers.
Because we talked about this 3 weeks ago.
Yes.
We talked about it, and I said, if they could get one, if they could get one, and then he comes back, they have to win all six, but they'd make it probably. At Houston this week. Now, this is not the easiest six games. There will be games where you'll say, I think they'll lose. But just like, I'm just something to think about. At Houston, at Cincinnati, what's the point spread going to be in that game? What if he plays well? Cincy 3.5?
Yeah, Cincy over 3.
Okay. Home Baltimore?
They're going to win that game.
That is it.
The Browns will win that game.
There'll be a... I mean, I don't know. Baltimore close 3 against Jacksonville. What's Cleveland going to be in that game? +2?
Who do you trust more in a big spot to end the game, Deshaun Watson or Lamar Jackson?
I mean, I trust Deshaun Watson more than like 29 of the starting quarterbacks in a late game situation. So. And I would have normally put Russell Wilson up there and not anymore. Maybe I still will because they're just never going to be in that situation, but whatever. So at Houston this week, at Cincy, home Baltimore, home New Orleans. Big fate, like probably a touchdown, maybe more if they're playing well, we'll win. At Washington, which is a very weird game in week 17. Washington's been playing better, but the point spread will be very small. At Pittsburgh to close.
They're going to lose at least one.
They'll lose to Cincy or Baltimore, probably.
Yeah.
And that'll be that. And they'll probably finish 9-8. And 9-8, the way the AFC just... It's too many good teams. It's the problem. Like, you're already... You got to beat... You need... Basically, you know what you needed? You needed Robert Saleh to keep playing Zach Wilson. That's what you needed. And then that was going to be your entry point. And now maybe that doesn't happen. Maybe the Jets kind of turn into something.
You needed Kareem Hunt to stay in bounds.
Right. Against that team. I mean, talk about the repercussions of a single game. Right. Browns, Jets, week two decides the last playoff spot in the AFC. Did we think that after that game? That's going to decide the last playoff spot in the AFC? It's totally possible. Though I wanted to bring it up because, like, if they do, it's... Well, how about this? We don't think they're going to win out. If they do win out, 10-7, it's not even in for sure. It's just there's too many good teams.
And also head-to-head losses to the Jets and the Patriots.
They will have swept Cincinnati, though, who will be the team that they probably tie with for the last spot if they win out.
Okay.
So, like, think about it this way. Since he loses to Kansas City this week, very easy to see that happening. They lose the second matchup to the Browns, and they lose one other game, and that's 10-7 both if Cleveland wins out.
They're playing Buffalo, right? Cincinnati still.
That game is, yes, I just don't know what week it is.
Week 17?
That game is week 17 at Cincinnati.
And they also, and they're going to play Baltimore again. Is Cleveland going to get the one seed?
They're plus 850 at MGM to make the playoffs. Their win total at BetMGM is 7.5.
What? How many wins do they have right now?
What, they have 4? They are 4-7. Plus money to the over. Juice is going to be important in this discussion. Plus money to the over. I think you bet the over.
I agree.
God, I'm gonna talk myself into this dumb team. They're gonna win this week, and we're all gonna do this. This is gonna be content everywhere next week because they're gonna win this week. It's gonna be like, what if they go on this run? That will be all the gambling content next week. Congratulations. There's your preview.
Eagles 5.5-point favorites at home against the Titans. Total 44.5.
I have less than zero betting opinion on this game. My number is 6.
My number is 6 also. I think I'm going to bet the Eagles. We'll talk more about it later this week. On the other side, we'll continue our handicap of betting week 13 in the National Football League, and we will discuss the Niners and the Dolphins, the Chiefs, and the Bengals.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.